the Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Yes, hello everybody. It's the Specials Podcast with Andy Holding and Reality Rob Dixon. My name is Lee Phelps. We're going to talk about Strictly Come Dancing. We're going to talk about X Factor and maybe chuck in a couple of other interesting specials markets that Rob's put out at the end of the podcast. First of all, congratulations to David Bell, our inaugural winner of the £10 free bet. He correctly told us on Twitter that Dermot O'Leary had sent home 82 contestants up until last week's show. Another £10 free bet to give away. We'll ask you the question at the end of the Strictly segment because it's about Strictly this week. Let's say hello to our guests. Rob, hello.
Good afternoon.
And Andy.
Hi, boys.
How you doing? You all right?
Good, yeah, all good.
Excellent. Let's dive straight into Strictly Come Dancing then, shall we? The outrights is what we'll look at first of all. The interesting thing is that Rob has now installed a new favourite, Sophie Ellis-Bextor at 7-4, Natalie Gumede at 15-8 next, Ashley Taylor-Dawson at 4-1, Susanna Reid's 8-1, Abby Clancy's drifted a bit now into double figures at 12-1, Ben Cohen 16s, and then we've got the other six, 50-1 Rachel Riley, 66s for Patrick Robinson, 80s for Mark Benton, 100s for David Myers. I don't know why I've called him David, but you know, I like to be formal. Deborah Meaden and Fiona Fullerton. We've got other markets, of course, as well. We've got the top male, top female, top three finish. We've got the fourth elimination, the bottom two of week five, and the week five high scorer. A quick word on the outrights, first of all, Rob. Why have we got a new favourite?
It's more due to money, really. Right. Obviously, Natalie was the injury doubt last week. She got third out.
She did all right. Didn't she?
She got third out. So okay, there's nothing wrong with her, to be honest. But the public, that seems to have changed the public's perception, really. While Natalie was a few weeks ago, we thought home and hosed. I think Sophie is more of a sort of people's choice. The polls have got Sophie. I think the last one I saw was about 5-6% ahead of Natalie now, and obviously, coming up to this week's dances, then I expect Sophie still to be fab by the end of tomorrow night.
Interesting. Are you surprised at all to see that, Andy?
Not really. Intimated denying week one that the problem we've got with Natalie, as we said at the start, is not necessarily is she the best dancer. I think you need to be blind when you do recognise that she isn't the best dancer on the show by a distance. I think actually she's probably one of the best dancers I think I've ever seen on the show.
My missus said last week, if you came into this, you wouldn't know which one was the professional.
No,
exactly.
It is utterly ridiculous, like what she's doing every week, and she did it off the back of an injury last week. Quite astonishing, and I think this week's dance is going to be equally good. But that's the problem. She's almost creating her own monster because she's that good that the voting public, like they did last year, as we said with Denise, don't really like that. And the next best in the queue is Sophie Ellis-Bextor, who's forging a good partnership with Brendan. Her dance is, while not being so spectacular, all very slick and very polished. And she's going on that ultimate journey that I think a lot of the voting public like to get behind. But yeah, this is priced up on popularity and also what is the likely outcome come finals night when, if you like, Natalie is in the final with Sophie. Do they go with the best dancer or do they go with the one that they believe has improved the most?
Yeah, interesting thoughts. Any other big changes there, Robin, in those outrights? I see there's a couple of drifters, but Ben Cohen's coming a little bit, hasn't he?
Ben Cohen, yeah, I think he's got a very good dance this week. I'm expecting Ben Cohen to go very well this week. Yeah, it was a little bit laboured the first few weeks, but you're starting to think that he might be the chosen male now. Ashley, I think's done all right, but he seems to just be marked down every week. From what there was no reason why he shouldn't have been in with the bunch of 35s that the main three girls scored last week, and it just seems that obviously he's maybe they need it to push up his public vote or something, but we saw it last year with Louis Smith a bit when Louis was seemingly marked down compared to Denise Van Outen. But I don't know, I've got a sneaky feeling that they're either trying to save something with Ashley.
I don't think so, I just don't think he's that good.
Or he's not as good as maybe I think he is.
That's probably the answer there.
Yeah, probably. But I do think Ben Cohen will have a very good week this week.
Yeah, I was about to say, funnily enough, we didn't get onto sort of like different other markets. We're just talking about the outright. I don't think Ben can win it outright, of course, but I do think there's still legs left in that top man market.
Yeah, it's a poor heat, isn't it?
He's very much coming up on the rails, isn't he, Ben? He's been a slow burner. And the great thing about him is he's got a really good partner, Christina, who's showcasing him fantastically well. Obviously, he's a very strong lad and he can do those lifts. And Christina's almost like... She almost looks like a pole dancer, doesn't she? Wriggling him around him sometimes.
I haven't thought about that at all, but...
Yeah, I think he
I'll have a look this
minute.
Weekend for sure.
Should rewind it a few times. But interesting as well, I sometimes, rather anarchy, go back onto the YouTube and look at who's been the most popular week in, week out. Amazingly, Ben was polled the most YouTube hits last week for his dance. And, you know, he had the rumba the week before, which technically would really find him out, but I thought he did a really good job there. And he scored his highest dance last week, and he polled 38,000 views back on YouTube. Interestingly as well, the next two, this will be really quite remarkable, is Mark.
Yeah, not remarkable to me.
Who did a very good chat show as well with Yvetta. And Susanna as well, still polling a hell of a lot of votes, considering she's, if you like, almost going into that middle ground category now, which a lot of the dancers fall into after a good start. I think there's a case of a lot of bored housewives and pervy dads, I think, hitting on these YouTube sites. But
well, that's the thing. I was just about to say that, though, you know, on that subject. You know, with Ben Cohen... there's been a lot of publicity about kind of him ripping his shirt off, getting his shirt out, you know, getting his chest out and all that. So I think that's maybe the reason why. Just let's move on to the weekly markets then, shall we? We've got elimination, we've got high score, and we've got bottom two. Last week it was tied, a three-way tie, wasn't it, between Natalie, Sophie, and Brendan, and Abby and Aljaz. For they all scored 35 points apiece. You get your stake split, don't you?
Three-way split.
Well done if you did that. So look at this week's high scorer, shall we, before we look at the elimination. Natalie Gumaday is now odds on, 8-11. Abby Clancy, 9-2. Sophie Ellis-Bexter, 5-1. Susanna Reid, 5-1. Ashley Taylor-Dawson, 7-1. Patrick Robinson, 7-1. Ben Cohen, 12-1. And then 33-1, Rachel Riley, and 66s for the other four. Who's doing what? That's the key here, Andy, isn't it? Who's dancing to what tune?
Yeah, first of all, pat on the back for Rob for being the only odds compiler out there in the village.
We've had this discussion for 3 weeks now, haven't
where,
we?
Where is everyone else? Where I mean, this is getting embarrassing now. I mean, all the other odds compilers across the board, they need...
I may have mentioned to somebody last week, I'm sure after the podcast has aired...
What I can't understand is in this, we've had four weeks now, we've had three separate winners and a dead heat.
It's not like it's a market that you can't make money on, is it?
It's not like Natalie's a landslide every week. Yes, she's the best dancer, but just because she is doesn't mean to say she's always going to get the top marks. I think that's the beauty about it. You can put her in a short price, you'll probably take a lot of money on her.
Get some odds on in the book.
You've got three or four runners for you every week. I think there's a good standard each week. I think a lot of them are getting better, and because of the variety in different dances they're doing, I don't think it's a penalty kick either. So well done to Rob. And he's also got it exactly right this week as well.
I hate it when you say that.
I know, it's desperate, but he's done his own work.
That means no bet for you, that's why.
But Natalie will win this week, there's no question about that. She's doing the samba, which is a very difficult dance to do for most celebrities. That and the salsa, of course, require a good technique and a good bit of hip movement and great synchronisation and fluidity with her partners. And she's just got everything you look for, really. I mean, some of her training clips this week have been frightening. I mean, as we said before, you can't really tell whether she's a not professional dancer. It'd be interesting to see how she gets on with regards going to the closest ever top score in this dance. Zoe and Ian in Series 3 scored 38, and Matt and Aliona in Series 8, they got 38 as well. So it can score high, the samba, even though it is a technical dance.
Nice special market.
I know why you're looking at me then.
That's a nice special market,
but
isn't it?
It's quite a nice special market.
Yeah, will she beat the highest ever?
So to get 38 and a half, isn't it?
She's got to be very good to get a 10 this week, but it can be done.
Yeah.
You've got to be absolutely right on the money all the way through it, in synchronisation with your partner.
Are we still a little bit too early to be giving out 10s? When was the earliest 10 ever given?
I don't know whether those two in question, Zoe and Matt, whether they got their 10s later on in the series when the series was obviously had a bit more mileage in it. But either way, she's going to get minimum, I would say, 36, and she's going to set a very high standard. And I can't see anything else in the show this weekend, getting beyond that. Abby's doing a good dance for her. She's doing the foxtrot in hold. That seems to be where she was good. She was good last week in the tango. Just needs to hold the top line a little bit. I noticed she went a bit floppy in the top line last week when the dance went on a little bit further. But I think she'll get 34, 35, but won't quite get enough. Susanna's doing a good dance for her. She's doing the American Smooth. Again, she needs to up her game from last week, but she's got some lifts in this week as well, so that could look really good. Sophie, I don't think she's really doing a good enough dance for her, the cha-cha. You need to be a bit of an extrovert in the Latin, and that's the one thing I think Sophie's falling down at the moment. She's not quite as extroverted as some of her other counterparts. And obviously, as we've said, Ashley, you know, he's not really looking up too much at the moment. He's doing the jive, which is not a great dance for him either. So I think Rob's got it right. In short, Natalie 8-11 should be straightforward bet.
Not one bet.
Yeah, 8-11. Nice price, to be fair. If Andy's giving it a good talk.
I think it's one for the more big hitters, isn't it?
Yeah.
Obviously, the Samba tends to be sort of nullified the market.
Take 8 quid out of your book.
Yeah, I mean,
well, have a bet.
You'd be happy to lay that at 8-11.
Yeah, 8-11.
He's got the price right. It's not like he's offering even money 4-5-4, and then we can have a go. It's like, well, 8-11 chances are 10 a penny, really.
Mm, yeah. Let's have a look at the bottom two in the elimination market. We'll do bottom two first, then we'll talk about the elimination. Fiona Fullerton is 4-6 to be in the bottom two. Deborah Meaden, 5-4. Let the cat out of the bag last week, didn't she, on Twitter, which was a little bit naughty. Rachel Riley, 7-4 to be in the bottom two for a second week. 12-1 last week she was, Robin.
12-1, not a penny taken on her either.
Wow.
So.
Dave Myers, 4-1. Mark Benton, 4-1. Patrick Robinson, the same price. Ben Cohen, 8. Abby Clancy, 14. So is Susanna Reid. Ashley Taylor Dawson, 25. 40-1. Natalie Gumaday and Sophie Alice Baxter is 50-1 to find herself in the bottom two. Who's got the toughest dances this week, Andy?
Oh, well, I think Fiona has. Hence the fact she's 4-6 to go. I'm sensing a short price double here to try and boost that 8-11 up to try and make this week worthwhile, if you like. And I think 4-6 for Fiona. And Natalie 8-11 works out around about 7-4. I think looks a fair double. She's doing the quick step this week. And the one thing about Fiona I've noticed over the last week or two, I don't know about you guys, is that she tends to lose form towards the back end of her dance. She starts off okay and everything, we think, oh yeah, she's doing all right. And then all of a sudden, she loses her train of thought, her mind goes, she loses her steps, loses her rhythm, and her confidence goes. And the thing is with a quick step as well, it's high octane all the way through. You've got to maintain good form, and Anton obviously is going to be flying around her form. She's bound to lose her shape at some weight stage in this dance, and I think because of that she'll get marked down. And because she's up against, obviously, a lot of big personalities again this week who are likely to stay in, despite them probably dancing worse, i.e. Dave, he's an absolute shoo-in to get the lowest mark. He's doing a desperate dance for himself. I mean, he could get an all-time low. He's going to get a 2, I think, off Craig. But it doesn't make.
I love that though.
Well, it doesn't make any difference what Dave does. He could literally go out there and clap his hands and just click his fingers, and he'd still get through every week because I think he's probably pound for pound at this stage the most popular dancer on the show. And I think Rachel, there might be a little bit of a bounce factor with her. I can't believe she was in the bottom two last week. I mean, that was a mythical. I mean. Rob said he took no money, and I wouldn't have took 12-1 even if I knew the result. I would have had to check the small print there.
Well, the interesting thing, I mean, she didn't score very well, did she?
But what it
speaks volumes about, I think, is the fact that obviously her popularity isn't up there.
No.
When you think about it, I mean, what did she got? She got 26, didn't she? So it wasn't, it wasn't desperate. She wasn't right near the bottom. There were 22s and 23s. But what it is that who have you ever voted, Rob?
No.
Have you ever voted, Andy? Have you ever put the phone up and felt...
Andy would have voted.
Only towards the back end of the series.
When you're trying to win a bet, yeah.
When I've got a bet going.
Yeah, and, you know, it's women. I think it's generally women who vote for this. They're not going to vote for the one who the husbands are just lusting after every week.
It's strange, right, because... Yeah.
Why would they vote for her?
Andy, going back to these YouTube clips, at the beginning of the series, she was always struggling with YouTube clips as well.
Yeah.
I was expecting her to be...
She's not a somebody, though, is she?
To be up there.
Don't watch Countdown, who is she?
Yeah, but plenty of her Countdown clips have got viewers, especially with the short skirts. So
that's young guys looking at it who aren't watching.
Well, yeah,
if young blokes were voting, then she'd be winning the public vote by a landslide. But
yeah,
it's not the demographic, is it? So I suppose, I mean, I'm talking with the benefit of hindsight here and being a bit of an aftertimer. But you can kind of see now that it's happened, you think, oh yeah, I can see why she wouldn't.
Never really.
But even having said that, like you mentioned, Andy, you would never have backed that, would you?
No, not in a million years. I mean, it's Permany 1 from 3 this week, only 2 from 3. It can't possibly be Dave Mars. He's got another 2-3 weeks to run. Mark Benton, I think he's doing a good dance for him this week. He's actually going back to the graceful, elegant style of the waltz. And, you know, he had 36,000 YouTube hits last week, so he's still very popular.
It was a funny dance, that, to be fair. I mean, I was disappointed for him that he got,
classic, yeah.
He got a terrible mark from that one on the end, didn't he?
Well, but, it was ridiculous. Yeah. I mean, that was
that
ridiculous.
Was just rude,
that
wasn't
that
really?
Was a disgrace.
I was actually laughing at it. I was thinking, this is brilliant. I mean, just really funny.
I still think there's a little bit of mileage in Dave this week for a bottom two.
Dave Myers?
I think he's in the bottom two, and I think he survives.
He should
4-1.
Be.
I just think, I mean, he's hardly done any training this week. He's got a dance that he absolutely hates. He's going to get a low mark anyway, unless...
Why is he so popular, by the
really
way?
Behind
Have
him.
I missed something?
I think it's just the novelty value. This is your X Factor novelty act.
Yeah.
And unfortunately for our 14-1 Mark Benton, at the moment, he's taking these votes away from Mark Benton, who I think has the comedy act and is the better dancer as well.
Is Mark Benton any value then? Who else is in the bottom two then this week with Fiona?
Well, it's like I say, it's either Deborah Mean or Rachel Rollo. So I can't see Dave, I can't see Mark. Patrick's got a really good dance for himself this week.
Deborah's got a decent dance, hasn't she?
She has. I mean, she's doing the Viennese waltz.
They like her as well, Andy, don't they? The judges like her.
Yeah,
even last week they gave her a... I mean, like, you know, she was pretty poor, but they were quite positive about her, weren't they?
The only downside is that the people of Digital Spy weren't overly enamoured the fact that she'd ruined the result last week. More for the fact that she announced that she was there for another week.
She actually got the lowest YouTube hits as well last week.
That's interesting.
7,000, which is right down. I mean, Ashley was last but one with 10,000, which is amazing with Ola. Mm. You would have thought she would have been a bit more popular. But
yeah, it was quite a long... 23, wasn't it, last week? 28 the week before when she was on last, which was the pimp slot, but then she had the X Factor overlap as well.
Well, she had 24, 24, 28 and a 23, so we know what her average... We know what she's going to score, don't we?
Yeah.
It's going to be low 20s again, so... Yeah, I mean, I can see that.
So, yeah, I mean... The betting's absolutely got it spot on. I just can't make a case out for any of this. Susanna's got a good dance. You know, Ben, as we said, he's got plenty of legs to run with him. Patrick's doing a great dance this week, can't be him. The top three or four are always safe every week because they're just too good. So, you're looking at Perm any of the two and three, and rather than try and get the two into the bottom two, I'd rather just say, look, Fiona has to be surely on the process elimination being the bottom two this week. We're not worried about, you know, whether she goes or not. If we're just involving that bet with Natalie in the double.
Fiona Fullerton 7-4 to be the one who goes home. Deborah Meaden's 3-1, 4-1 Rachel Riley, 6-1 Dave Myers. Jump up to 10-1 for Mark Benton. Same price Patrick Robinson. 20s Ben Cohen. 40s for Abby Clancy and Susanna Reid, 66s for Ashley Teardos and 100s for Natalie and Sophie. Not a bad price, is it, 7-4 on Fiona?
Well, if we think she's going to be the bottom two, then she's up against a straight fight between Deborah and Rachel, and it all depends, obviously, how well they do in their particular dances. Having worked out or trying to work out, Fiona will score fairly low because I don't think she's going to be able to keep up with her partner, Anton. You know, she's going to be scoring in the low 20s here for this dance, so... you know, it means that she should be in trouble. The only one that that can possibly save her is obviously if Dave Myers is in the bottom two, but I've got a feeling that's not going to happen again this week. So it's unoriginal, but it's the most logical choice. But I'd rather take the 4-6 bottom two than 7-4 in the actual total elimination.
Fair enough.
You never really know who they're up against, and you're not sure on, you know, how good their dance is actually going to be.
Yeah, that's fair enough. Any thoughts to add to that?
No, it's been a very quiet week from turnover, really, for the elimination. I think obviously Rachel being in the bottom two might have just spooked a few punters who might just leave it in a couple of weeks and hope normality reigns. I mean, yeah, you'd look in at any two in the bottom four, two out the bottom four there. I'm struggling to really see where Fiona survives against any of them, to be quite honest.
Yeah, but fair enough.
We will wait and see.
Yeah, let me just, before Andy goes, just let me give you this quiz question we've got this week. For a £10 free bet, like I said earlier on, David Bella won it last year. If you know the answer to this, tweet me, at Lee Phelps. The closing time is midnight on Monday, so you've got a few days to Google it. but don't do that. Who was the first Strictly contestant to score a perfect 40? want the name of the first Strictly contestant in the series history to score a perfect 40. Simple as that. Tweet me that answer and you'll go into the draw for a £10 free. But I'll pull out, if there's more than one winning answer, I'll pull out them at random. And you may be winning yourself a £10 free bet to spend on the specials markets that Rob puts out next weekend. Andy, thanks for your time. I'm sure you know the answer to that. Do you?
I do, actually, yeah.
You're not allowed to enter because you're part of the podcast.
If it made
I know how much you would like
if,
a £10
If it made
it
any help for people who are a bit confused, thought it might be. Even I got the answer right this week.
I thought you were going to give a clue then. Yeah, you did.
I was going to give him a clue.
He got the answer really quick. That's true. Yeah.
Absolutely devastated. I've had to give 10 quid to Bell as well.
Andy, thanks for your time, mate.
You're welcome.
Have a great weekend and we'll speak to you next week.
Yeah, cheers, boys.
Cheers, Andy.
Yes. Bye.
Andy Holden there on Strictly. We're going to carry on talking about X Factor, of course. It's a strange old series. Still got all the kind of conspiracy theorists online trying to make out someone's got an advantage and someone hasn't got an advantage and song choices come into it and this, that and the other. As it stands though, we have got a clear favourite at 6-4, Tamira Foster doing nothing wrong at all, is she? Nicholas McDonald is 3-1, Sam Bailey 6-1, Rough Copy 7-1, Hannah Barrett 9-1, Kingsland Road 16s, Luke Friend 28-1, 33-1 Abby Elton, 40-1 Sam Callahan and 50-1 Miss Dynamics. Second week in and the second overs category went home. Shelley was the one who was pretty much chucked under a bus by giving her a horrific song to sing for someone of her style. Just crazy. I was looking through my fingers when she was singing it. But the big shock was Kingsland Roby in the bottom two, Rob. I say big shock now. It's a little bit like the Rachel Riley situation. It's not that big a shock when you think about it because you've got Nicholas McDonald, you've got Sam Callahan, you've got Luke Friend, and then you've got Kingsland Road. There's a lot of votes to be split between teenage girls there. And, you know, let's be fair, Sam Callahan's going to be getting the majority of those. Maybe not Nicholas McDonald, but Luke Friend is a little bit of an alternative crush for younger girls, I think, who they might like. So there's a lot, you know, there's no reason necessarily to vote for them. People might have thought they were just safe anyway. So I can kind of see why they would have been bottom of that that heap on Saturday night. What changed for you in there? Tamira is just, I mean, Andy was saying before we started recording, he's just, he thinks she's won it already.
I think it's starting to become a bit clearer, isn't it? Second week in, Tamira.
This is the final three, by the way. The way they're betting is that's the final three, isn't it? That's final four, in fact.
Maybe.
Tamira, yeah. Nicholas, I mean, Sam and Rough Copy.
I think, looking, I'll do a quick sort of resume of them. Tamira, to me, was absolute quality last week. It was just pitch perfect for me. And that's why she's favourite for the competition in what I still think is a really weak heap this year. Nicholas is not. What are they? I don't know what they're going to try and do with him.
Just let him go.
They've sung this. It was almost creepy. This sort of
that was weird.
Infatuation over Nicole.
No, that wasn't
creepy.
Some
bizarre woman.
Yeah, the woman walking behind him was a terrible
bizarre woman
decision.
Walks on. Sam is Sam, isn't it? This is your cruise line singer. There's no.
Oh come on! She's better than that.
It does not sell. It won't sell records after the show, but. I think she's winning the public vote. I think there is a hardcore support for her out there. In the same way that I think there was a hardcore support for Christopher Maloney.
You're not comparing those two.
No, I'm not comparing
That's
those
crazy
two. But I think
talk.
There is that support out there. I think.
Yeah, but it's not because he's rubbish. That was because he was kind of like the joke act, the one who
well,
they
I don't
wanted
think,
to try.
I
and...
genuinely don't think she's. I don't think she's as good as everyone's made out.
Okay.
I think it's a one trick pony sort of act.
She's done two different songs in two different styles.
No, I'm not with it.
Okay,
there's something
fine.
I don't see where they go with her. If it's like The Voice, yeah, fine. She probably is favourite for The Voice. They need a global selling act, and unfortunately, this year they've got one global selling act, and that's Tamira.
Yep.
Rough Copy last week were poor as well. It was a poor week. I just don't think. They're singing the wrong sort of. They're being, at the moment, I think they're being misguided into what songs they're singing. This week's song choice isn't much better either.
Reveal it to us.
I'm not telling you.
Go on.
No. Find it out yourselves for a change.
I'll find it. It's online. It's
Hannah Barrett.
Like
I
you don't know it, that's what
I did like Hannah. Yeah, I've forgotten what it is. Hannah Barrett. I actually quite like Hannah, but I just think that between her and Tamira, they're just going to split that vote, and I just think. I think over the two,
I think they'd be
pushing Tamira over Hannah, without a doubt. Kingsland Road, bottom two, you can easily pass them over. The boys just aren't strong enough either. You obviously have Nicholas. To me, Nicholas is Louis' chosen one. That's plainly obvious to see, and Nicholas will get the push now for the rest of the show. I think Luke and definitely Sam this week, I think a value. Sam's singing a U2 song, but not one of the sort of real big U2 numbers. So, I mean, I think even Sam this week, there's decent prices for bottom two. I'm not saying he's going to go.
All I Want Is You, but that's there's another version. Is it from Juno?
It depends. Which one they're going to sing, but I mean, there's obviously...
I think it's interesting, Rob, that, you know, there's a lot of chat about the song choices. We know the song choices. We don't know how they're going to be sung, do we? Which just changed things. Hannah Barrett. This is the list. If you're interested in the list,
would you do it? You saw Abby Alton pick the Kylie Minogue song last week.
Well, we don't know if she picked it.
Well, it was picked for her, and completely and utterly change it.
Yeah,
it's a very, very slow version.
The other word wasn't behind. Change is one word. Ruin it is another word.
Yeah, that's the thing. She's taking it. Words. They took her away from the piano or something, but they left her there almost to wait for the bus. Luckily, the bus managed to get to Shelley first. But I mean, that's the thing, isn't it? How are they going to? It's as much of the actual staging now.
So I don't see how you can make assumptions about the.
Well, I'm not.
This is not. I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the generally people. This is a list. Abby Alton singing Moon River. So you can imagine her sitting behind a piano and doing that. Yeah. Hannah Barrett singing Skyfall. I mean,
to me, that's a massive. Skyfall, Adele does it so well, and it's so Adele does it in her own sort of quirky way. How's Hannah going to take it?
You've seen
at the end that she's going to blast it out, but is there going to be their own take? Something like Skyfall is probably best sticking as close to the Adele version as possible.
Yeah, I think she will. Pretty Woman, Oh Pretty Woman for Kingston Road. Kiss from a Rose for Luke Friend. Dreams, Miss Dynamics.
They're going for the same song, aren't they? They've decided.
Fair enough.
Second time lucky, maybe, for Miss Dynamics. Whether Miss Dynamics were the one that they wanted out. Well,
Are we? I've noticed something here. Are we Dynamics or Dynamics?
It's Dynamics, isn't it?
Is it?
Yeah. Okay. I think so.
Because Dynamics is spelled with a C usually.
Well, they're not going to be around next week to worry about it.
Nicholas McDonald in the arms of an angel. So again, you can imagine him stood in the middle of the stage with lots of nice lighting. Rough Copy, Everything I Do. My Heart Will Go On for Sam Bailey. Sam Callahan, All I Want Is You. And Tamira Foster, Listen. That's according to the internet. So trust it as much as you would like to. Let's have a look at some of the markets then. We'll have a look. You've got your third... Well, week three, first act announced safe. That's just a bit of a shot in the dark, isn't it? But Rough Copy have been getting lots of favourable treatment. We still don't know any rhyme or reason to that, do we? Really? You know, we don't know how the producers picked them. But you've got prices ranging from 6-1 to 10-1, so fill your boots, should you want to. The bottom on Saturday betting in week three, Miss Dynamics are 6-4, Kingsland Road 7-2, Abby Alton 4-1, Sam Callahan 6-1, Luke Friend 7s, 14s Rough Copy, 25s Hannah Barrett, 40s Sam Bailey, 50s Nicholas McDonald, and 66-1 Tamira Foster. So you're basically saying here, Rob, I'm guessing that you think Miss Dynamics aren't going to get any favourable treatment from the viewers. The viewers are in fact going to go against them.
I don't think the viewers are going to go against them. I think the producers might be going against them.
Yeah, but on the Saturday night, that doesn't really matter.
On the
producers.
Saturday night, I mean,
we've seen it doesn't really matter what the producers do. It's about pure popularity.
It's difficult to know where they're going to sing because they were scheduled.
It doesn't matter, does it?
They were scheduled to be about midway.
It doesn't matter though. It doesn't matter because you had Shelley Smith coming quite late in the show. And Lorna, you had Hannah Barrett first up in the show while Strictly was still on, which is battering X Factor. I'd forget about all that on the Saturday night. I don't think it makes any difference.
But now I think they've gone the other way. Are they going to put your best person on early, knowing that they've got the public vote that's going to make them safe anyway? Are they trying to?
It doesn't matter for this, though, does it?
Are they trying to keep their best ones
for the
bottom,
Saturday?
For the bottom, I think this week it will go down to who will sing the least known song in there. And I think it's Sam. I don't think that you can get any sort of...
Hang on a minute. Why you're basing this on things that aren't relevant. This is less than 10 minutes. You think about it, right? You're watching it and you want to vote.
Yeah.
We don't vote. But imagine you do want to vote. You've watched the whole show and they go, lines are open. you vote for who you like best. You don't think, let me ever think about the song choices.
Yeah, but I think you...
It's a reaction. You pick up your phone and vote quickly.
You vote for people. You vote for people that you know. If you come along and belt out Skyfall, everyone's going to, oh, Hannah did Skyfall. If you sing a song early on in the list that nobody knows, then it's going to be, oh, Hannah did Skyfall.
Unless
Tamara did Listen.
Unless you've got a following already. It doesn't matter
if
what you sing.
You've got a following already.
We know Sam Callahan's got a massive following already. So why are they not going to vote for him on Saturday night?
I don't know. Maybe
TJ, if you watch, look at his Twitter. They're tweeting him all week saying, I'm already storing the number in my phone. I'm ready to vote for you. He's got the biggest support for this kind of vote.
They want him to tweet back.
Yeah, but they're going to vote, aren't they? I'm just wondering.
That's the thing.
Well, I'm giving you a reason as to why I think they will vote, because he's got support that we can see.
Followers.
He's got support at home as well. He's a minor celebrity in his, like, where he lives, and a lot of these people aren't. They don't know who they are. What I'm asking is, what is your factual reason as to why they're not going to vote for him?
It's not a factual reason. I just think I think you obviously your block vote's going to... Your block vote's probably going to save him. But I'm just saying that if I was picking up a phone, if I'm sitting there and I've got no view whatsoever on the show, I will vote for the person. I will vote for the people that I like. I will vote for the performances that I like.
Yep.
He to me hasn't got either of those. He's a very, very weak singer.
But it don't matter. Though.
I don't care. Listen to me. He's a very, very weak singer, and he's now singing a song that nobody knows.
But he could sing. He could sing A, B, C, D, E, F, G, and his fans would vote for him. Well, and that's enough at the moment with all this rubbish.
Well, who goes then?
Someone who hasn't got a following.
Well, where's your lack of following? Miss Dynamics had a following because they should have gone first week.
Who likes Abby Alton?
Abby Alton's...
Likes Luke Friend enough?
Abby last week was absolutely terrible. Abby can't be any worse than what she was last week.
Well,
and she survived. There must be a following out
there. We don't know how, but we don't know how... You're saying she survived like she survived by 10%. She might have survived by 0.01%. She might have done, she might not. But
that's the thing. How do you know how much Sam's survived by?
Well, it's a good guess, though, isn't it? It's an informed guess that he's got a lot of followers and he's got a lot of fans at home
there's
in
a
Essex.
Lot, there's a lot, as you mentioned at the start, there's a lot of boy band type of things. Your Kingsland Road, Nicholas, Luke, Rough Copy, Sam, all vying for that one vote, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Somewhere down that one of those five.
Well, Kingsland Road will bounce because there'll be enough girls out there and people who think, oh, no,
let's
we must
vote for Kingsland Road this week because we know they're in danger. Yeah.
Sam Callahan... I've put up a reason that I think he's... I mean, 6-1.
Six to one just to finish bottom. He might not go. Cause if
Luke Friend... Why is Luke Friend not more likely to finish bottom of that Saturday vote than Sam Callahan? It's just as... His performances have been just as...
We're arguing over one point. Over
no, but what I'm trying to say is... I'm not arguing about that, but I'm saying that if we're picking a boy... I mean, I've backed Luke Friend to, you know, as a lay, you know, to try and get some money out of him because I think he might go quite far, but I'm just wondering, what about Miss Dynamics then? Because... Do you think the public will be more sympathetic to them? Because
I think the public is sympathetic, but I think the producers will want them out now.
Yeah.
They've missed a week.
Surely.
We saw with Janet Devlin when she missed a week. Diana Vickers missed a week, didn't she? She missed a week. And after that, the polling just went completely down. They just wanted to get... They wanted to get rid of her. It was bad song choices, bad staging. And that was it for them. She's 6 months pregnant. I agree. I didn't agree at the beginning.
I don't know what I think
about
it.
I just think more and more. They just... What happened? She's obviously been taken to hospital last week. We don't know the sort of ins and outs. If it comes down the fact
I'll tell you about the ins and outs after the show, how it all works.
If it comes down to the fact that she was overworked,
they can't
have it on their conscience. They have. Yeah. Are they going to be in a position to get rid of them? They survived the public vote the first week, and it was poor. Can they come back? Can they come back the third week and vote? If they're in the bottom two, they go. But will they manage to survive? Where's maybe the groups get a bit of a bounce because of Kingsland Road were in the bottom two.
Yeah. It's a really fascinating market, and I think, you know, because we're still in the early stages of this flash vote, I don't think we're quite sure that we know where it's gone. And plus the fact you had this big... What price were Kingsland Road bottom two last
Kingsland
week?
Road bottom two again. I think they were 20-1.
What a double that would have been.
22
Kingsland Road and Rachel Riley. Anyone back 22 Kingsland Road?
No, again.
Bottom two? Amazing.
Unfortunately for us, they were all betting on Shelley to go. But
So... This is the betting for the acts to be in the bottom two on Sunday night, so it includes both, obviously. Miss Dynamics are favourites for that, 8-13. Abby Alton, 6-4. Kingston Road, 7-4. Sam Callahan, 3-1. Luke Friend, 100-30. Rough Copy, 5-1. 12's Hannah. Sam's, 20-1. Nicholas, 25s. And Tamira Foster, 41. I mean, the arguments we just had pretty much cover this off as well, don't they? I think I'd still be with Abby Alton. I just think she's a bag of nerves. She was in hospital on Sunday night with a bad back, which, you know...
she might have met the singer out of Miss Dynamics.
Yeah, so, you know... I just think she doesn't look like she knows what she's doing. She doesn't really want to be there. She doesn't look too comfortable in the competition. The elimination market then, Miss Dynamics or Dynamics is 6-5. Abby Alton 7-2. Kingsland Road 4-1. Sam Callahan 7-1. Luke Friend 8-1. Rough Copy 25s. 40s Hannah. 66s for the other three. Who are you going for? Who are you pinning? I mean, this is difficult because you really need to see the show these days, don't you? To know who they are.
Well, I backed both boys last week at a combined price of, I think it was 7-2. It's about the same price again this week.
Right,
so
yeah.
It's not. I mean, looking at the girls, you'd say Abby's the only one in danger. Hannah's safe. Tamara's safe. Nicholas is safe. Sam's safe. So you're bottom four. I can see maybe a case that Rough Copy are in the bottom two.
No chance.
No, I just.
Robert.
Again.
You're talking daft. They're very, very good. And they're... I mean, is there any other act that is more chosen at the moment than them? They are giving everything their way. They're the first act announced safe. They close the show. They get some unbelievable comments.
What act do you think?
Nicole Scherzinger said they're the best band she's ever seen.
What act do you think Rough Copy are?
What do you mean, what act do I think they are?
What act?
They're the new JLS. They'll be in the charts this time next year.
They're the new JLS. Why are they doing a Bryan Adams number?
It doesn't matter, does it?
What
does that matter?
No, because I want to know the management sort of...
Bryan Adams number?
I want to know Gary Barlow's take on this. Why is he giving somebody like Rough Copy, which I would have in as a sort of your sort of urban type act, why are they doing a Bryan Adams number?
They didn't do a Bryan Adams number, did they?
They're doing a Bryan Adams number.
Oh, this week. So I thought you meant last week, sorry. I haven't got the answer to that, but I imagine it's going to be a bit like a boys to men type take on it. That's what they do.
That's fine. I just think
they are a bit of a boys to men kind of thing.
It's a very, very bizarre song choice. That's.
But I'm imagining they won't just stand there and do like, you know, do it like Bryan Adams. I think there'll be a bit more of a, you know, an urban feel to it.
No, but I mean it's out of everybody that dropped in the polls this week. Rough Copy have probably had the biggest fall from last week.
Interesting. Interesting. You think they could be in the bottom two?
Maybe. I mean, they're safe.
It's a big shout.
They're safe because I don't see where they... Unless they're up against... Unless it's an absolute bloodbath and they're in with Nicholas or Tamara. They are safe, aren't they? But,
yeah.
I mean...
I'm going to go Abby Alton, third elimination. I'm going to stick my neck out.
Abby's probably the value selection based on last week, but again, the fact that she's fine. I'm going to take a risk with Sam. I'm going to take a risk with Sam at 7-1.
Callahan, obviously.
Sam Callahan, sorry, to go. No, Bailey's safe as house.
Even though you've slagged everyone off.
That's my job. Sam Callahan, 7-1. Third elimination. Bet it with William Earl now.
We've been talking for about 38 minutes here, Rob.
Yeah, I know. We haven't even talked about bonfires.
Very quickly then, the Edenbridge Bonfire Society do a bonfire every year, and they have a celebrity guy, don't they, Rob?
Yes, they do.
Rob's decided to bet on it. Have we bet on this before?
Yes, we have. Previous winners of this... previous winners stroke losers, so to speak, have been Tony Blair twice, Saddam Hussein twice, Mario Balotelli, and I can't remember who did it, who was last year's guy, so to speak.
Was it not Mario Balotelli last year?
No, it's 2012 was Mario Balotelli.
Very good. So that's the idea. That's what they do. They put a celebrity on top of it, and Rob's come up with this market, which is good fun. Miley Cyrus is 6-1. Charles Saatchi is 7-1. Ed Miliband 7-1. Julian Assange is 7-1. Luis Suarez 8s. Edward Snowden 9s. Kim Jong Un is 9-1. Vladimir Putin 9-1. Ed Balls 10-1. Talisa 12s. Paul Dacre is 14-1. David Warner is 20s. Tyson Gay 20-1. And Jose Mourinho 25s with Sir Alex Ferguson at 33s. What did you put this market together? Or was it PR people?
It's a bit of PR people. I think Paul Dacre 14-1 is a bit of value. There's such a flurry over the Daily Mail a few weeks ago. It tends to be somebody who's I mean, the Balotelli thing was in the news about 2-3 weeks before.
Right. Before. So it tends to be something quite topical.
Yeah, it tends to be something quite topical. They're not... I mean, what was the... Chael Sarchi's probably a runner as well. I don't really get the Miley Cyrus at 6-1. I think it's a little bit short, isn't it? But I think Chael Sarchi and Paul Dacre at 7-14 are probably a better value selections.
Yeah, and... A bit of research might not go amiss there if you want to have a little dig round and find out. There's a few other interesting specials markets this week as well. Rob's been very busy. I mean, it's a packed out page, this Rob. You've got Radio 1 specials because the figures have gone down, so you're asking punters who they think will replace Nick Grimshaw when he eventually goes. We've got the Royal Society of Winston Prize for Science Books. Oh, we've got Spotty, of course, which is still there with Betting Without the Favourite as well. Some Royal specials.
Royal specials didn't go well this week, did it, for certain people in the podcast?
I had a nightmare, Rob. I think I had my worst ever specials result.
We had quite a nice result upstairs, I must admit.
I had one winner. I backed him twice, but I had one winner, so I lost money. Let's just leave it at that. We've got a Christmas special as well. We've got the number one single, top Christmas number one book, and top Christmas video game. Where's top toy?
We haven't got the top toy listed yet.
Okay, I'll be looking forward to that. One last year, 8-1, remember?
Hamleys. I'm waiting for Hamleys to provide their list. If I keep mentioning the word Hamleys, I might get some Christmas top toys
England.
For my
son. Oh, come on, that's not what we do. Top England World Cup related song, weather specials... etc. etc. Have you ever paid out my weather special? Did you pay that out? Did you?
Should be all in. I think you've lost it all and other stuff.
Oh dear. Thanks, Rob. It's been fantastic. Highly enjoyable. Thanks to Andy earlier, of course. A reminder of that £10 free bet question. Who was the first Strictly contestant to score a perfect 40 on the UK show? Tweet your answer into me, which is at Lee Phelps. The closing time is midnight on Monday. I will tweet the winner if there's more than one who get the same. Who got the same answer, I will pick one out at random.
It's not going to be too difficult, is it?
No, probably not. It's worth entering because we didn't get many entries last week.
Exactly.
Thank you very much, Rob. Thanks to Andy. Thanks to you for downloading the podcast. If you're having a bet on any of the specials markets this week, very good luck.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.